It's time for our student talkbacks. As always, we remind you that if you are a student or if you're a student of nature, you can add your talkbacks to this list. We'd love to hear from you. So if you desire to share some of the notes of what's happening in your neighborhood, maybe you'd like to send us a recording. It can be done pretty easily on your smartphone. I can't do it, but you probably have figured out how to. But send it along, and we'll have our magician, Sarah Mitchell, figure out how to get it on the air for us. So I would remind you that funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Fund. And we will start this week with Jackson from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bedette.
This is Jackson with the phrenology report from Baudette for November 14th through 21st. On Monday, Mr. Pearson spotted the first pine goose beaks of the season. They've been hanging around eating crab apples all week. On Tuesday, Griffin reported chickadees feasting on deer scraps in his yard. Finally, on Sunday, Abigail reported hearing a pack of timberwolves howling near her house. She suspected that they had found a dead or wounded deer from the firearms deer season.
Thank you, Jackson. A couple of good notes there. Pine grosbeaks are being seen around the area. I saw a couple myself. And yeah, they do like those apples on the leftover apples on the trees. And boy, I'll tell you what, nothing says, I don't know, out in the woods like wolves howling. Thank you for that report from Bedette. Our next report comes from Declan and Adeline, and they are from Nathan Lindner's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Declan and Adeline, reading from Mr. Lindner's 5th grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We've made a lot of observations over the past week.
The temperatures have been warmer than recent weeks, which has melted a lot of snow and ice on the lakes. We did hear people were fishing on Red Lake with about 5 inches of ice on the lake. They caught a lot of walleyes, too.
On a nature walk, we learned about shrews and voles. The difference between them, voles are 5 to 7 inches long and have stocky bodies, short legs, and short tails. And shrews are 4 to 6 inches long, have a pointy nose and a tail about an inch long. We learned they are subnivian, which means they live and travel under the snow. Shrews also pee on their trail to signal it is their trail.
The owl is a predator of the shrew. It can hear under the snow from 100 feet away. The American kestrel can even see their pee as neon to signal their trails. Mr. Lindner did see a chipmunk at his house eating from the bird feeder on Sunday, which is unusual.
This week, we're going to start measuring for the average snow depth and keep looking forward for wildlife behaviors.
Like Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Good job, kids. Yeah, Declan and Adeline, they're a couple of very attentive students there. Declan, for sure, he's like my sidekick out there. He just hangs right next to me. He's always interested in what nature has to bring. We did scare up a vole, and we were all over that poor vole. I'm sure that we didn't capture it, but we sure made a couple of grabs at him, and he was just running for his little life. But they did understand afterwards what subnivian means, and that is, of course, under the snow. And the chipmunk that Mr. Lindner saw, that's going to go in the book. That's kind of a late one for this year. We'll see. Our next report comes from Louie from Colin Cody's class at West Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Louie Dick. This is our phrenology report from Mr. Cody, 4th grade classroom at West Elementary School. It was 11/22/22. It was warm with blue skies, deer tracks fresh, day old and older. We also saw some squirrel tracks. They were walking and a chickadee flew overhead. We pushed off some aster seeds. We found a speckled alder down in the mushy area. We learned how to pass a knife. also learn dog versus wild canine tracks.
Good job, Louie. Yeah, we talked about tracks, deer and squirrel tracks, and the difference between dog and cat tracks. And we looked at the speckled alders. We knocked some seeds out of the speckled alder cones, and we actually saw some of the new, what will be next year's male flowers. Our next report comes from Riley and Reed from Nick Lenzen and Courtney Farwell's class at Waubun School Forest.
Hello, my name is Riley.
And I am Reed Beer from the Waubun School Forest.
Our short Thanksgiving week had an average temperature of 32 and 3/10 degrees Fahrenheit and an average wind speed of 8 and 3/10 miles per hour.
Last year, Thanksgiving week had an average temperature of 32 and 4/10 degrees Fahrenheit and an average wind speed of 13 miles per hour. Both this year and last year had almost identical average temperatures. It was about 5 miles per hour windier last year.
Multiple students noticed more squirrels in their yards during the recent warm spell. Many students also experienced skunk activity, both sightings and smellings. We wonder if raccoons hibernate. We know skunks and squirrels both sleep on and off throughout winter, and that made us wonder what other animals truly hibernate.
Thank you for listening to our Waubun School Forest Phenology Report. We are living the nature life.
Yeah, living the nature life and hopefully avoiding those skunks. Squirrels, skunks, raccoons, all the skunks and the raccoons, they hibernate for periods of time, but they do not hibernate the way a bear hibernates or the way a groundhog hibernates. They're apt to wake up and go out looking for food at different times during the winter, so, and then return to their hibernaculum and go back to sleep for a couple of weeks. So I wouldn't call them true hibernators. They are definitely good sleepers, but probably not in the definition of hibernation. They may not come quite close enough to the actual definition to make it as hibernators. Our next report comes from Hazel and Kip from Leona Sitchi's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
This is Hazel.
This is Kip.
Reporting from Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills for November 19th through 25th.
We saw deer tracks, mouse tracks, squirrel tracks, rabbit tracks. Rabbit tracks and squirrel tracks are different because rabbit tracks land in a Y and squirrels don't.
We saw 3 bald eagles, 3 blue jays, 4 geese, 10 turkeys, a male pheasant, and 3 does.
The preschoolers found a rabbit-hunched spider out the classroom, moving very slowly. In winter, spiders enter a diapause. They become sluggish and seek out a safe place to hide until the weather warms.
Thanks for listening!
Good job, Hazel and Kip, and that rabbit hutch spider. Boy, that's a great, great opportunity to learn. And yeah, they do go into diapause, which is sort of the insect version of hibernation. I ran across a spider this past week myself out on top of the snow, and I didn't take the time to find out if it was a rabbit hutch spider or not, but certainly was surprised to see it and to know that they are active even in the snow. So kind of an interesting discovery. Good job out there at New York Mills, kids. Our final report this morning comes from Anita and Jimmy from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, this is Anita.
And this is Jimmy.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School,
way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
It's warmer down here this week.
Most of the snow is gone and the ice is gone from the ponds.
Deer are definitely a theme this week.
Ruby saw a huge buck in her front yard, and Eric saw a doe running in a field.
Some of our families have been hunting deer, too.
There were a lot of birds seen down here, too.
Sasha saw a lot of geese flying and gathering in the open water of the river.
Jacob saw a barred owl in the woods by his house. He hasn't seen them there since spring.
We saw a lot of chickadees.
Vigo saw three pheasants on the way to school.
Michelle saw a pileated woodpecker.
And Elliot saw two hawks.
In the small mammal report, we saw a rabbit,
a mole in a basement,
a mouse in the garage,
squirrels digging acorns,
and vole tunnels in the melting snow.
There will be more snow soon. By the time you hear this, we beam you having a snow day.
This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
I'm hoping you got that snow day. I know I was always looking forward to them when I was a kid. Chance to grab the sled and go to the hill and forget about school for a day. Always a lot of fun. Snow and ice were nearly gone before they replenished it. Well, I guess today is the day for the snow down there. Deer and geese are being seen, barred owl, pheasants, pileated woodpeckers, rabbits, voles, and moles. A great report with lots of good opportunities to see different animals. Always a lot of fun to hear what's happening in our southern reaches. Thank you, Northfield. Thank you, all the students who take the time to get outside and watch and observe nature. It's always interesting to hear what you have to say.